Have you seen the raising of the cross in the northern transept first? Then you notice that this painting of 3 to 4 years later is easier to read, fewer characters, less hustle and bustle, and a setting that is intensely sad but more intimate. Let us return to the time when this event takes place. It's Good Friday at dusk. It is finished. The intense suffering is over, but the sorrow lingers on. Only the most faithful, the women, stayed present. In Jerusalem, the sun sets at 7 p.m. in April. This event will still have the last streaks of daylight. Now that the twilight is beginning, there is no longer room for the harsh sunlight. We see a dark background from which the characters come forward. At the back, we observe that helpers are holding the cloth or clenching it between their teeth. In front of them, we recognize High Counselor Nicodemus and the tomb owner, Joseph of Arimathea. In the foreground, we see the women and the beloved disciple John. You can't miss him with his red robe. The shadows are now formed by the soft accents on the silk and velvet dresses of Mary Magdalene and her blonde hair, and Mary Cleopas, and the single tear on her pink cheek. A common interpretation of Mother Mary's complexion is that of a corpse colour, mentally close to death. Compared to the other painting, the artist applies different techniques here. He again uses diagonal for a dynamic composition, and now positions the characters around it in an elongated ellipse. Each individual is characterized by his or her colored surfaces patch. Hard shadows have been replaced by slightly shimmering transitions in the women's dresses. The message underneath the layers of paint, that is, the deeper meaning of the whole work, is always in front of our eyes. Were the panels closed, or if you go round for a moment, you see the saint protecting you on your travels, Christopher, the Christ bearer. Now look more closely at the side panels. In both, you can see Christ being carried. And when the priest, during Eucharist, elevates the holy wafer, he is also, in the eyes of the faithful, carrying Christ, like pregnant Mary or holy man Simeon do, carrying Jesus. The Visitation puts Mary in front, bearer of her child, flanked or supported by the maid who looks at us. Mary is respectfully touched by Elizabeth. Joseph and Zacharias are the supporting male actors in this story, slightly overshadowed by the ladies. Above them, you see the cloudy sky, and also below, with a through view on the Jordan Valley. In the depiction of the temple, in the presence of Jesus, there is a soft light in the domed space at the back, which looks very much like a Baroque domed church in Rome, not in the Holy Land. The spotlight is on Simeon, dressed in red and gold, holding the newborn during his hymn.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory of thy people Israel.